We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He got caught up last segment. That's fine.
Businessman.
But then Falero put the hammer down.
I don't know if it's happened that way.
Don't say that.
Kim, he put the hammer down on Bo Camper.
Kim ain't the guy to test now. Kim's a big fella.
Hey, listen, Falero takes a lot of pride in the show.
No, he said whatever you want, Mr. Bo Camper.
Plays ultimate frisbee. Can't be a good fighter.
That's a tough sport. Why don't you ever come out and
Christ.
Play?
Our friend Kim Bo Camper, he's got a restaurant. He's got several restaurants, but there's one in Miramar. And my radio partner here, Channing Crowder, and the WQAM Street Team are going to be out there this Thursday night. Bo Camper's in Miramar. You can watch, obviously, the Miami-North Carolina game. That starts at 7. And then Thursday night football, Minnesota and Los Angeles. And you can register to win a game day experience with Channing. You can enjoy all the whiskey specials as well. That is Thursday night, Bo Camper's in Miramar. And you will be there watching football.
Watching football, have a chance to win a game day experience, like they said. Go to the game together, sit there, have a good time, drink some beers, enjoy it. So it's going to be a great time. But Bo Campus is awesome. Come out there.
Food is always great. Oh. The atmosphere is always great. We'll head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here. Toyota of Hollywood, buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Kim Bo Camper is there. Long, tremendous career with the Miami Dolphins. You see him now on Dolphins.com with the Audible. You see him on CBS4. He's got the restaurants. You know, Crowder's going to be at that Miramar restaurant. Are you going to be there Thursday, or are you too busy?
You know what? If I didn't know Channing was going to be there, but if he's going to be there, I might just have to swing by and see what's going on. See, I'm going to check his act out over there.
Oh, he's got an act, man. He's got, I mean, if you want to
I've seen his act. I've seen his act a couple of times. It's pretty good.
I'll tell you, man, a pseudo-celebrity that is as disingenuous as they come, but he will make you feel for that minute like you're his best friend and that he really cares.
Good to see you, baby. How's your kids doing? No kids? How's your mom doing?
But honestly, if you're thinking about where to watch football Thursday, do it with Crowder at Bo Camper's in Miramar. It'll be a lot of fun. Your restaurants, I mean, they've got TVs all over the joint. It's a great place to watch a game. Will you buy Crowder dinner when he's out there?
I can answer that.
No. No.
I've sat with Kim and just talked for an hour and a half. Can you bring Crowder's bill? Yeah, four beers, yeah.
What strikes me most about the Dolphins team, Bo, is that through three games, not only are they undefeated, but they're fun to watch. Like, did you expect this?
Well, you know what I expected? I expected the offense to be a little more open. You know, with Jarvis Landry, I forget what his number was. I think he was like 160 targets going to Jarvis. So I expected the offense to be, the ball to be spread around a little more. And you know, I've come to the realization that the offense in the National Football League now, with the way the rules are, you better be fast and you better be athletic. And so the Dolphins are that. So it leads to this type of offense and big plays. But it is a fun team. You know, it's funny because this team, I've been around them a lot. This is probably as close knit of a football team as I've been around. I thought the team in 2016 was pretty tight, but this group is really, really close, and they're really about playing for each other. So it doesn't surprise me. I think what surprises me is I knew they were fast, but man, I didn't know they were that fast. You know, you got Jakeem Grant, you got Kenyon Drake, you got Albert Wilson. You got Kenny Stills, and all those guys are kind of hanging around that 4.3 mark in the 40 down there. So you got that many guys running around with that kind of speed. It's going to be interesting, but I think a lot of it has to do with the rule changes and, you know, and how difficult it is. I mean, you breathe on somebody, they call pass interference and all that. So I think it makes it a game more for speed and athletic. And I think, you know, we've talked about this before. I remember Adam Gase talking to him before the season. He said, look, I finally got the guys I want, the players I want and the coaches I want. And I think it's allowed him to expand his playbook and kind of do the things he wanted to do. And you saw it with the misdirections, the end arounds, and the little tosses that they did that really came up with big plays. So I think it's going to be I think this is going to continue to be a fun football team to watch. But I wouldn't get so caught up in 3-0 and what that means right now, because it's you look at these games every week and you look at one team and you go, man, these guys are dominant, and then the next week they get beat by somebody that you never expected. So I think it's going to be a pretty interesting year from the standpoint of league-wide, the highs and lows, and the teams that are up and down. But I think the Dolphins are good enough to kind of stay in the mix. So we'll see how much they can be in this mix.
And, Kim, you kind of talked about it with the personnel, but Albert Wilson, he's jumping off the film. Every time you watch him, he's making a play.
Yeah.
Even blocking downfield, just what he does, the attention he gains. He's been in the league 5 years, Bo. Like, do you give a lot of credit to Adam Gase for finding him and finding that kind of talent? He was shoved down the depth chart in Kansas City. Who gets that credit?
Yeah. Well, they saw him last year in Kansas City, or 2 years ago. I forget when they played in Kansas City. I think it was either last year or 2 years ago. And he was a guy they were giving the ball to in the jet sweep and trying a lot of different things with him. So I think they kind of saw his ability. I think he had a big return for some big yardage against him. So probably caught his attention there. But man, he is just he's an explosive guy. And I think the reason that Adam Gase likes him is because you've seen he's been in the backfield. He's run the wildcat. You have him throw a football. He can do so many different things on the football field. He was a quarterback when he was in high school. They call him like the Swiss Army knife of that offense, because he can do so many things for you out there. And I think those are the kind of players that Adam Gase looks at and says, man, I can envision this guy in a lot of different places with a lot of different matchups and get involved there. But they're all doing it. I had a chance to watch some of the tape from the game the other night. The pass to Jakeem on the end around that Albert threw to him was a great pass. Jakeem was wide open, but what you didn't see unless you really looked at it was Kenny Stills was lined up wide on that side, and he ran a hard crossing route that dragged the safety and one of the other and the safety and one of the linebackers with him. That opened up that big hole for Jakeem, and that led to the big touchdown. And so you look at Jakeem catching the ball and taking it in. You look at Albert throwing the football, but it also took Kenny Stills, who's just running a clearing route. And you've seen guys before, Channing, run clearing routes like they're walking to school, and just not because they're not involved. But instead, you got this guy really running across selling the route, which opened up the play. And so, there's another situation where you got a teammate doing something that helps the other guy make a big play that helps your team win, and I think that's kind of what this is about. But Albert has just been and by the way, let me tell you what, maybe one of the nicest guys I've ever met in the game of football. Really, just a super kid. He was a foster child up in Northern Florida and carries that with him. He's bringing, I think, the 2 games ago, he brought 50 kids to the game. So just the kind of guy you really want to have on your football team for a lot of reasons.
Kim Bocamper is with us talking about playmakers. Then if you look at the other side of the ball, Xavien Howard, that guy has been a beast, huh?
Well, you started seeing it in the last 6 games last year. We came up with 4 interceptions and really started to come into his own. You saw glimpses of that before, but now, you open up the season, first game against Tennessee, don't even bother throwing the ball his way. I don't think a ball was thrown his way the entire game. A little more the second time, but this guy is just a gamer, I think right now he got to be considered one of the best coverage guys in the league right now. They're putting him on the best receivers when they want to, letting them move around with them, and here's another example. You got the guy. Carr throws the ball. Everyone else in the field quits on it. Xavier just keeps running, comes up with a big interception. And then the interception, it again, maybe one of the biggest points in the game where he runs the perfect, covers the receiver perfectly to the corner of the end zone. goes up, gets the ball, has the wherewithal to stay in bounds and make the play. You remember that, but there was also two other plays where he knocked the ball down. So he's playing as well as any. I think when you look at this team and you say, "Hey, who's playing at a level where that really is making this team better?" You look at Jakeem, you look at Albert, and I think you look at Xavier Howard. It's the three guys that are really playing at a very high level, and quite frankly, carrying this team a little bit.
And Ken, one more guy I have to bring up is Kiko. Is it the position move? Because he moved from Mike to Will this year when Raekwon got healthy. But 28 tackles in two games, 2 forced fumbles. The man has been balling, Kim.
Well, they've always talked about his best position is when he can be out in space, running around, and you see all of his hits are downfield or in the flat, and as he's making plays a lot of times on passing situations. But he's around the ball a lot. He's a hard hitter, and he's always reaching for the ball. Always, those guys, can't Channing. Yeah. I mean, you played with one of the greatest of all time, Jason Taylor, a guy that just seemed like whenever the ball came out, he was around it. Yeah. And Kiko's got a little bit of that same kind of thing going for him. So I think part of it is the fact that he's not having to call the signals. He's not having to do a lot of things. I mean, Raekwon has taken over a lot of that. And then you got another speed linebacker in Jerome Baker, who's only 215 pounds running around out there. And so it's allowing him to be out there in space and do the things that he can do. But, he's certainly playing the best football that he's played since he came here to Miami.
Kim Bocamper is with us. Don't forget my radio partner, Channing Crowder, will be out Thursday night. Bocamper's in Miramar. Thank you to the texters that pointed out. I said the Miami-North Carolina game starts at 7. It actually starts at 8, and Thursday night football starts at 8:20.
But they can show up at 7 if they like to get there early.
You don't mind if the tables don't turn as long as they're drinking and eating all night, right?
Oh, I just like to see their smiling faces in there early. That's all.
Well, Crowder will be there with his
friendship and brotherhood,
with his smiling face and money.
I'll be back on the back deck.
Crowder will be there. It's Bocamper's in Miramar. It is Thursday night, and the WQAM Street Team will be there with a lot of prizes. And Crowder's always a lot of fun to hang out with and watch football.
Don't be trying to make it rain in there again, Channing. Last time you went in there,
well, I get carried away, Kim.
He's making it rain. It's going to be with your money, Bo. It ain't going to be with his.
Yeah, right.
Somebody texts in, and I looked on Wikipedia, so it must be true. You're celebrating a birthday today.
It's my birthday, yes. I don't know how much I'm celebrating it, but it's my birthday.
Big 38, Kim.
It's come to my point now where I'm dreading birthdays, not looking forward to celebrating.
Happy birthday to Kim Bocamper. Do we have LeBron James to serenade him?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Couldn't get Roseanne for me?
That had to be special, no?
Yes, it's very nice.
Somebody texts in, by the way, Hawk and Crowder, can you please wish Kim Bocamper a happy birthday on behalf of the Worldwide Dolphin Clubs? 200-plus fans from all over the world will be at his Fort Lauderdale location October 13th to party the night before the Bears-Fins game. So there you go. Happy birthday from the Worldwide Dolphin Clubs. And you got 200-plus fans coming to your Fort Lauderdale location before the Bears game.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. It's very nice.
You must. I'm guessing. When you're on the road and whatnot, Dolphins have quite the following nationwide and really worldwide. No.
You know what? It really is amazing. There was so much time. I mean, it still happens now. I'm sure there were people last week going, "Ah, look at all the Raider fans." But when you travel with this team, I don't care where you go, London, wherever you go, they really do have a pretty good national following. And I think it was certainly a lot of that goes back to, back to the days and, the 72 team, the undefeated team and all that stuff. And I think, the generations, the dads have kind of brought their kids up as Dolphin fans. So, but I think that, contrary to, I think, what some local people think about the Dolphins fan base, it is pretty strong everywhere. I remember being in Washington for opening day a couple years ago, and it seemed like there were more Dolphin fans than there were Redskin fans, and I guess it's still going that trend because I think they were down like 30,000 people in one of their games already this year, the Redskins. So But anyway, I digress. But they're everywhere we go. There's always a very, very representative bunch of Dolphin fans, no matter what building we walk into.
Kim Bocamper, would you like to know what other celebrities you share a birthday with? Whether you say yes or no, I'm telling you, so it really doesn't matter. It was more rhetorical than anything. Will Smith turns 50 years old today. Will Smith.
So Will Smith is getting jiggy here on this stuff.
Hey, there you go, getting jiggy with it. Hey, let's give that to Don Bailey Jr. T.I., you familiar with the rapper T.I.?
Didn't he do that lousy Dolphin touchdown song?
That was T-Pain. That was a different T, but that's okay.
It's like iced tea and iced cube.
Right, exactly. Too many. T.I. is 38 years old. Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, he is 67. Wow. I do this with the celebrity birthdays. I look to see who I'm older than.
I appreciate you getting somebody on there that's older than
yeah,
me.
Yeah, Mark Hamill, 67.
That makes me feel good.
Scottie Pippen, one of the 50 greatest basketball players of all time. He's 53.
Beautiful.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, she's 49.
I'm more interested in Catherine Zeta-Jones' birthday than I am Scottie Pippen's birthday.
You know who else? Heather Locklear is 57 today.
I got a nice picture of Heather Locklear at the Dodger Stadium from when we were out there for a game. So I'll have to call her. Like I think I've still got her number.
Well, there you go.
Wish her a happy birthday.
Look at that.
Kim
Bocamper. Get it done, man.
I just made it up.
Happy birthday, Bo. Thank you for making time for us.
Don't get your panties in a wallet.
I'm going to get that number from you Thursday, Kim.
See you, Bo. Thank you for making time for us.
Take care, guys.
Kim Bocamper, always a pleasure to talk to. We have to celebrate some of these celebrity birthdays. When I say some of them, I mean Scottie Pippen. Please.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah.
I'm begging you in the next segment. If you've never heard Scottie Pippen sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game at Wrigley Field, allegedly, he's hammered.
Oh, yeah.
And we've determined that on our own. It's not like we had a breathalyzer out there or anything. We've determined just based on his performance, he's hammered.
Man, y'all were talking about Catherine Zeta-Jones and Heather Locklear and left off Barbara Walters.
89 years old, Barbara Walters.
Man, y'all are disrespectful.
And Michael Douglas is 74. Now, isn't Michael Douglas married to Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yeah.
How about that?
25 years.
But they share the same birthday.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that at all, Heather. Michael.
Heather Catherine. Michael.
Zeta.
Yeah.
Okay.
May, June.
John.
May, June.
Donald. Mark.
And some of those.
25 years. That's too. Come on, bro. 25 years isn't too far. That's too big a gap.
Mm. Disagree with that.
25 years?
Hey, man, he's got some game.
No,
he's
man.
Michael Douglas.
That's disgusting.
What?
25 years.
Disagree.
I was drinking when you were born.
Well, you don't go back that
that's
far.
Where, that's
mean,
how
that's
my mind
gross.
Works.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.